Do you want to be the absolute best candidate for a job you'll love in a career with balance? Veteran leadership career catalyst Jonathan Flax is teaming up with leading executive search professionals to provide you with cutting-edge career transition strategies. Welcome to Career Transition Experts. And now, here's your host, Jonathan Flax.
We're in a state of emergency. We have businesses shut down, restaurants shut down. They're now even talking about shutting down playgrounds to curb the spread of coronavirus. Companies are in a hiring freeze or pausing, but I'm also hearing about recruiters who are still connecting and continuing certain searches as people are capable of communicating virtually and are working these days. Much of our leadership and management and, you know, with the exception of landscaping and food service, there's, you know, so much work available to be done in the realm of communication. So how do you keep your career search on track during these very uncertain and unprecedented times? There's a couple of tips I want you to consider and to walk the talk and lead others and support others. So one of them is just that. Tip one, reach out. Make this a time to connect with people that you've worked with, people in your network, people you haven't spoken to in years. It's a great opportunity to overcome that awkwardness, you know, when too much time goes by and neither you or the person who you had a good working relationship with or a friendship with is willing to be the first one to break the ice. Now you could be the one that says, you know, I'm home alone. Yes, it took a coronavirus to get us back in touch, but I'm happy to reach out to you. I'd love to catch up, hear how you're doing, hear what you're working on, see how I can help you. Just let's build a little sense of community. So make it your business every day to reach out to people and get more and more comfortable with leading a conversation, even if it's purely just a check-in and showing you truly do care. Like really, as a client of mine said on a conference call with another group, asking the question, how are you, and really meaning it. Number two, become masterful and a leader at using digital conferencing and teleconferencing technology. It's become really easy now with platforms like Skype and Zoom and many others. Zoom seems to be the most popular one now. If you can practice, if you're willing to practice setting up and leading group teleconference calls, group meetings, get skilled at muting and unmuting people, working with the chat box, doing things so that you can reliably lead and generate group conversations that would replace the face-to-face conversations that we have to now replace, that's going to be a very important skill in the future and one that will help you with existing networking, existing interviewing, and you know your job search. It really position you as a leader. Which leads me to networking. Be a leader of networking. Create topic conference calls on Zoom. Be the one who connects people in your network to each other. Ask people what they're working on and find a variety of ways to be helpful so that when people hear about job opportunities and consulting opportunities and board positions and anything where a strong communicator with a real sense of intelligence and service is needed, you'll be thought of. Always be very generous of spirit during this time where we're all fighting for survival, but if we just stay home and stay away from each other until the virus curve flattens, we will come out the other side of this within weeks or months. While I'm upbeat and enthusiastic about the future, I'm also, you know, concerned, as we all are, about the near term. So stay healthy, stay safe, stay positive. And if there's anything that I can do for you, or if you just want to chat, have a conversation about your career, your life, or anything, please feel free to reach out to me. I'd be happy to have that conversation. All right, so stay tuned. We have other interviews and really interesting insights from recruiters, other coaches, and a range of career transition experts. I'll continue to be your loyal host, and my name is Jonathan Flax. Thank you for listening to the Career Transition Experts. Please make sure to listen to our next episode. And if at any time you want a clear view of the entire career transition process and a sense of where your strengths are and where your challenges are to work on, you'll get your free access to my career TPS assessment at careerexcitement.com. That's www.careerexcitement.com. TPS stands for Transition Performance Snapshot. This is Jonathan Flax wishing you outstanding career success and satisfaction in balance. Looking forward. Bye for now.